Okay, great. Sounds like a deal. We'll see if I'm ready for it. Yeah, I was calling Tom earlier this afternoon here. I got to see about doing some more research here. I did a little bit, and I want to see about doing some Googling and figuring out, see if I can find, like, a comparison chart between the different models so I can have a little bit better of an idea as far as the features of each of the different models and what I'm gaining or losing by going up or down a model, you know, and then being able to compare it price-wise as well there, too. I'm in no big hurry for one anyways, really. I want to, you know, kind of do a little shopping around. And I was telling both Tom and Dakota, if I found one that would have been great, would have filled two bills at one time for me. Because I was looking to have, I was thinking about getting something for $220 just to have that availability, even though it's probably rarely used in this area. So I saw an Elico that had 220 as well as 2 meter 440 with DMR, and it seemed good except until I saw that the power output for the 220 side was only 5 watts while the 2 meter and 440 had 55 and 45 watts output respectively. So yeah, I thought the 220 was a little bit light in the loafer, so I'm not really too certain I'm too enthused about that radio anymore. Like I say, I thought it would have been nice to be able to kill two birds with one stone, but the DMR mobile is probably a little bit more of a priority than having a 220 rig, and I kind of like to get one for all modes, you know, multi-mode, so you can do sideband or whatever, but anywho, house. Well, yeah, I got to take a look, because I had started doing a little bit of some of that financial advising, so you have to see what all the experts say there, too, as well, but sure, everybody has their own opinion, so I wonder how many of the advisors actually agree on major points together. Jerry, over to you.